Blog Talk Radio.
His strength is
when we can.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie. Once again, I'm having to do the program from my phone. For some reason, it keeps dropping me. It says host disconnected, but I'm getting a little used to this. I guess I just don't have a good connection here. But it's working. It's working. As far as I can tell, everything is still on, and I'm assuming you guys can hear me because I was able to hear the music too. So how can y'all do? I wanted to talk a little bit tonight. It's funny, what I had on my mind for tonight really was talking about joy, joy and hope. And but it seemed like that as it seemed like the more I thought about it and looked at scripture stuff, it seemed like my message started to change just a little bit, where that it began to be a little bit more about soul ties. And I'm very familiar with soul ties. I mean, I have gotten involved in that myself in years, and I've also seen others get in soul ties, and I've seen a lot of destruction from it, to be quite honest. But talking about the joy of the Lord, for starters, it was just such a beautiful day. And I have to say, I really enjoyed today. Today was the day that went down to the Kilgore house, and the carpenters are getting close to having it wrapped up. Everything is just looking so pretty, and we're making good progress. And I'm hoping to get the house on the market maybe in about 10 days. That would be lovely if I can get everything kind of wrapped up between now and then. It's very encouraging. I'm so tickled with how everything's looking, and just believing God for a buyer very quickly and a smooth sale and all of that. But just a lovely day. I just enjoyed my day out and going to the produce stand and things like that. And it just made me happy. You know, all the wildflowers around Texas here right now, and the sides of the roads are just beautiful, and the grass, the pastures are getting very lush with grass and clover and ryegrass and a beautiful sunshiny day. And it just makes your heart happy. And I was thinking about, I've been praying about people that I know, some of them that I know personally, some that maybe I don't know so much that are on Facebook, but people going through things that I'm seeing people struggling to hope. And, the word says that in the last days that the enemy will try to wear out the saints of the Lord. You know, and that's where the enemy starts first. If he can steal your joy. You know, the word says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, and it does say the joy of the Lord. It's not our own happiness. It's not something that we work up. Okay, everything in life is going great, so I'm happy. It's really the joy of the Lord, the joy in knowing God and belonging to the Lord, and that safety, that security of knowing that I'm here. Regardless of what I face, that he is with me and that he's for me. He's never going to leave me. Changing love, and that's where, you know, even when things are going bad, that we can lean into that and go, oh Lord, thank you that you're not wishy-washy people that maybe love you when you're no longer a benefit to them, but then maybe they don't love you anymore, they don't care much. But God is so faithful and so steady in his love, so trustworthy in his love and care for us. But I've watched many things. Seems like there's a lot of people going through physical ailments right now and very challenging things. And how it, particularly when they get hit with the I'm like, God, my only hope is in you. And I have to say, I still feel that way. That's what I learned through the years of all my hope is based in God. That regardless of whether I'm on top of the mountain or whether I'm in the valley, I know that the one that brings me through to the end of all of this and brings me through to victory, the one that sustains me, that keeps my life, is the Lord. And so regardless if things are going good or things are not going good, I can honestly say from the bottom of my heart that my hope is in God, that he alone is the one that does it. You know, when I was talking about soul, and I don't know why all of that came to mind, to be honest, and how that at times, you know, I've seen people at times that they got their expectation and their hopes and out of people. Church. That the acceptance or maybe gain acceptance and maybe even platform or recognition or acknowledged by other church folk, and you know, and they would, it would, you know, many times that can stem, that longing for that can stem from a spirit of rejection. People that have gone through rejection even in their hearts knew they were in Christ, but they looked for that acceptance from others in the church, people that they admired or people that they would consider mentors or look up to. But it absolutely, unfortunately, Susan, I can look and see at times the pain and even destruction that it brought at times, that as they, maybe as someone that was here or something like that, someone that ever recognized the gift. And I'm not catching, there's a word I'm looking for, and it's just not coming to me right this second. But it would cause, and that's lovely. I mean, everybody needs that to a degree. I mean, everybody, you know, they need to be loved. They need to be acknowledged. They need to be, what is the word I'm looking for? But, you know, we need that. I mean, we need that, that those people that can say, I see God in you, and I see the potential, I see what God has put in you, and I recognize the anointing of the Lord on you, and things like that. I mean, we need that. And God does put mentors in our life, and he does put people in our life to teach us and to encourage us, absolutely 1,000%. But I've also seen people, maybe they put more confidence in that person than they did in that was within them. Or maybe because they had dealt with rejection and fault. There is, you know, everybody deals with rejection to some degree. That's just part of life. But there is an absolute spirit of rejection that can attach itself to people that causes them to long for the approval of others. You know, it's like it's trying to feed that rejection there, and it causes them to long for that approval so that they, you know, so that they feel healed, even though that within itself doesn't do that. But anyhow, I'm saying I've seen people so because that acknowledgement, that recognition, that, and I'm not talking about being boastful, you know, people being, you know, their head blowed up or anything, or just all people that realize that this person sees in the way of the Lord in me. That because it was feeding, you know, that rejection as far as like making them not feel rejected and making them, bringing healing in that sense, that could develop a soul type person because they needed that. Like someone that felt rejected and was from their mother, and so that figure, someone else that recognized all of the good in them, other church folk and things like that. But soul ties and giving respect to someone this is a little hard to explain really, but that we don't lean more than anything into the voice of the Lord that's within us and the leading of I don't remember some certain names, anyhow, but a few years ago, I talked about things in Bible teaching that questioned, you know, like what, you know, because people, everyone can, in the, when scriptures, people can interpret things, or, but I had some questions about, you know, that they were saying, but the way that I read it, and just felt in my heart, the Lord's amen, that's, and I remember making a comment to the one that was, well, Joseph Prince says, such and such and such, like that was the final authority on the subject. And I remember it kind of taking me aback, and I'm thinking, what? You know, I look for people to come forward with scriptures, or this is what God has shown me, or this is what I'm feeling, but to say, okay, so-and-so said, so that's the way it is. I just, you know, I can't accept that, honestly. And certainly we listen to the teachings of other people. But, you know, the word says that the Lord teaches us, the Spirit leads us in rightly dividing the word of truth, rightly dividing the word. When it comes down to really our understanding of the word and our understanding of truth, it has to come from the Lord. We read the word. We listen to teachings, of course, of other people. I mean, I've listened to Christian television a lot in years past. I don't really so much now. I do listen to some things on, you know, videos more on Facebook or on YouTube more than I do sit and watch the television now. But still, when it comes down to it, I'm going to ask the Lord to show me, Lord, what does this really mean? And not say, well, because Joseph Prince or Kenneth Copeland or anybody else says this, well, that's the way it is. But see, when we, if we develop soul ties to something or someone, and in a, you know, in a case, if it's even respect to someone you don't know like that that's on television, to the point that it's the final word, then I need to step back. You know, we need to step back and take an account of, okay, where has my mind gone in this, and where has my heart gone in this? Let's see if I can hold my phone and open my Bible here. This is a little small desk where I've got all this stuff, but it fits the space. Okay. You know, I try to always find scripture in the Word. The Lord, God came from here to Bethel. God has offered by the word of the Lord, offer, this is what the Lord says. The son named Josiah will be born in the house of David. On you, he will sacrifice the priests of the high places who now make offerings here, blah, blah, blah. Now, this the Lord had already talked to him, and he had sent this man, sent him to the king, to Jeroboam, and had given him a word he didn't like. And Jeroboam, he stretched his hand for him. When he did that, his hand, but the hand he stretched out and shriveled up so that he could not. Yet, said by the man of God, by the word of the Lord. When the king said to the man of God, intercede with the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored and have something to eat, and I will give you a gift. But the man of God answered the king, even if you were to give me half of your possessions, I would not go with you, nor would I eat or drink water here. For I was commanded by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water or return by the way you came. So he took another road and did not return by the way he had come to Bethel. I said, this is the part where I talked to this young prophet. He knew that he had heard God. He sat right there and told the king he had heard God. Sometimes we'll give respect to someone just because maybe they have a title, they have a name that's known, because other people respect them. Anyhow, here's the rest of the story. It says, now there was a certain old prophet living in Bethel whose sons came and told him all the man of God had done. They also told their father what he had said. And which way did he go? And his son showed him, nor can I eat bread or drink water with you at this place. And hold up, you turn by the way you came. Yes, to a prophet and see, not only did he say he was a prophet, but this was an old man. And I mean, how many of us, you know, on the phone and you think, oh, goodness, they've been doing this longer than me. They've been serving God before I was ever born. And, you know, they've been preaching when I was just in diapers. You know, that's. And the word says, but he was lying to him. Why he would do that, and he's a prophet. I don't know. People. Well, God, who had gone from Judah, come from Judah, this is what the Lord says. You have defied the word of the Lord and have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. You came back and ate bread and drank water in the place where he told you not to eat and drink. Therefore, your body will be not be buried in the tomb with your fathers. And he goes on to say that this young prophet, Hephani, left, and a lion met him, mauled him, and killed him. And, of course, they found his body later, and he was not buried with his fathers. He was, you know, somewhere else. But, see, that was a prime case of he gave. Now, in the case of that, it wasn't a soul time because he had not known him. But, see, he gave precedence and credence to someone because he had a mindset of, oh, he's a prophet, and he even said he's an older guy, so he's been doing this a long time. And the prophet even told him, so he saw an angel. So this young prophet discounted what was in his heart and who he was in God and listened to someone else that ended up being his demise. You know, I have seen things like that. Not exactly like that, but I have seen people that put confidence in another that led them astray or later rejected them, and it sent them spiraling downwards. And I know somehow I went a long ways from the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, destruction happening to people when they don't hang on to God. But see, I guess in all of that, it still goes back to our confidence and our joy does stem from knowing that God loves us and that he is with us and he is for us. And as I said earlier on, yes, God puts mentors in our life. But I tell you, very, very many times the ones that are in your life, even to mentor for a season, many times those very ones, later when that season is over and God has said, this is finished, the person has done in your life what I wanted them to do for that season, many times that'll be the very ones that'll reject you later. That may be the very ones. And some of y'all may know Diane Nutt. She's here in Texas, a prophetess. I very much respect her. She is the real deal. Randy knows her too. And I heard her talking about, she had posted it on Facebook, I think. But she had told me about it before. But anyhow, talking about back when she was younger and his sermons and ministers and group and all the things and how she just worked her whole heart. And then the Lord basically told her to get out of it. He wanted to, like, God wanted to teach her himself at this point. The things she was to learn and the serving she had done, because I promise you, if you ever lead, you're going to serve first. That's just truth. You know, you will spend time serving somewhere or serving others before you ever step into leadership, and that's the sermon. But she had talked about that later as the Lord told her to pull out, how that many of them turned on her. You know, and that sort of thing, it can be heartbreaking. I mean, I've dealt with some of that myself. And I say most people, if you're in ministry very long or if you're involved in church things and, you know, people, you're going to run across some of that. You know, even people that are real, the real deal. And I can't explain all of that. I'm going to try. But at any rate, the thing is, we have to keep our heart checked sometimes to see if we're getting too, if we're literally getting attached. But I mean, a lot of people, we can like people, but there's kind of a difference. I've learned how to recognize in myself if I'm attached. You have someone to point that it's not really healthy. And God will pull me up short. Now, he keeps me on a short chain when it comes to things like that, and the Lord has worked in me. And I've just learned not to. I mean, I've learned not to, because it takes work to disconnect from, you know, from someone like that. It takes work, emotional work, and thought. Things that we're able to disconnect and be not be mad at anybody or anything like that. Not that doesn't mean disliking anyone or anything else, but that we don't get attached to the point that our joy is wrapped up in what that person thinks or says. Our joy is wrapped up in how much they recognize us or their approval of us. That our joy is always based in God and what the Lord is doing. And I know I've kind of run around a little bit in circles in this message. It's one of those things that was just such, like I said, it was a little bit strange because I started out really wanting to talk about the joy of the Lord and just how God strengthens us with his joy and how he upholds us, and he does. He does. You know, and then like I said, we are in a season that I am seeing the enemy really try to wear the saints of God out and hitting people on multiple sides at once so that it happens that they give up their hope. And, of course, you know, this faith is a substance of things hoped for. So if we lose our hope, our faith, it's hard to stir it up. But in all of this, my mind I got to thinking about soul ties and how some of the people, you know, people I've seen at times that really lost their joy over other people, you know, that no longer received them the way they did at one time. And they really let it wound their hearts. So anyhow, that's kind of a long roundabout message, but I try to share wisdom with you guys, things that I've gone through or things that I've seen, things that have been a part of my life or around my life. If in any way I can share with you guys and spare y'all heartache or spare y'all, you know, that you can grow in the Lord faster than I did. I mean, that's my heart's desire, that in sharing with you guys that the things you learn, that you'll be able to watch out for it or to inquire of the Lord, that you're a little further along in wisdom maybe than you would have been if you had to go through all the things, because I certainly prefer that not everybody has to go through many of the things that I've had to go through. Everybody goes through stuff, but if you can be further and grow faster through the things that myself or Randy or Tanisha, anyone, that certainly our hearts desire for sure. Okay, just to check my sound here to make sure the music, like I said, if I can hear the music when I click on it, then I know y'all can hear me. So I'm just going to click on something for just a minute here, and then I'm going to start taking callers.
Yeah, it was.
I'm going to let that play for just a minute or two, y'all. I love that song. Okay, I'm going to stop it. I've got quite a few callers, and I don't want to eat into y'all's time here. All right, Lord, I just thank you for tonight. Lord, I thank you, Father, for helping us to keep this program going tonight, Lord, that it's even despite the warfare and the computer problems and the connection problems, Lord, that you still cause it to happen. And, Lord, I just ask that you bless everyone. Father, help me to communicate with them, Lord, what you share with me and what you put on my heart. And, Father, I just ask that you bring a blessing, bring breakthrough to them, Lord. Lord, cause their hearts, Lord, just to be open to you and Lord, to see and feel and know how much you love them and how much you care for them. Lord, that above all else, that they feel and know the love of God. In Jesus' precious name. Hi, 205-531.
Hello, this is Julia May from Alabama.
Hi, lady. How you doing tonight?
Just fine, just fine.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for holding. Do you have anything you want to share tonight?
No, just continue praising God for what all he does and keeping us, and just like you said, keep our focus on him.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I thank you. I'm hearing the word gatherer. Lord, I thank you, Father, that Julia May, Lord, that she is almost like those mother hens. I've seen those mother hens in the farm yards that, Lord, when the storms are coming and when the rain's coming, how those mama hens, they'll run around and they'll grab those, they'll put their wings over those little chicks and they'll start getting those little chicks up underneath them, you know, and they'll cover them. They'll spread their wings and they'll kind of fluff their feathers out and they'll cover those little chicks that are beneath them from the storms they're covering. And that's what you've been doing. Girl, I got goosebumps on my legs. And that's what you have done. It's like an anointing, a calling on your life, but it's your heart. It's your heart that you cover others, that you do your best to protect others. You do it through the word. You do it through prayer. You do it through the Lord, absolutely. But see, you're one of those, the Lord says, is the one that will stand in the gap. And see, that's you. That's you.
Amen.
You've been the one that has been willing to stand in the gap. You've been the one, just like that mama hen, she gathers those chicks and gets them underneath her where that she can cover them. So you've done that with others. You've done that with people around you. And I dare say you've done that, just I sense my heart, you've done that with people that wasn't necessarily kinfolk. You know, a lot of people stand for their family, but I sense my heart that you have stood and have covered people that weren't your kin at times. It wasn't just family. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for Lord, the heart of God that you have put in Julia May. And, Lord, just that sense of being a protector, that sense of being one that gathers and covers, that Lord, that she spreads her wings, that she spreads her feathers over those, Lord, to those that see those little bitties, they're not able, you know, they're not able to withstand the storm like that mama hen is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're still growing, they're still maturing, and they need that covering. And that is one of the most precious things in most of our lives. I know as I look back through my life of when I was a youngster and even after I got grown, but I look at those people that were stronger in the Lord, those people that knew God, those people that knew how to pray and intercede and prophesy, how that they covered me when I was growing up. You know, how that they were there. Everybody needs those. Everybody needs something like that. And I pray, Julia May, that there are those for you too, that there are people in your life that also intercede and cover you when you're needing a hand up, when you're needing covering, that God puts those in your life just as you have covered others, just like that mama hen gathers those little bitties and puts them under, and she shields them from the storm, and she takes, you know, she takes the brunt of the storm. She covers them because she knows that she can stand it, that she can do that. Yeah. And it's just her heart. You know, that's the heart of that little mama hen, is to take care of those little ones that are coming on. But, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May. And, Father, I thank you for her heart to cover and to protect and to intercede for and stand in the gap. And, Father, I pray that you, that if she doesn't have those, Lord, that there be those that are also there, Lord, to hold her hands up when she's weary and she's tired. Lord, those that will intercede for her and cover her when she needs covering, Lord, because we all need covering at times. Yeah. We all need prayer at times. We all need that encouragement and just those that will be a friend that we can talk to, Lord, when we're going through things. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that even if she has given out, Lord, that you will multiply back to her in every area. But, Lord, as she has been one that covers, as she has been one that gathered and protected, Lord, that she will have those over her that she can talk to, that she can rely on, that she can holler at, you know, call them when she needs something, those that she can trust in, Lord, just as the others have trusted in her, and she has stepped up to the plate, and she has answered the call and has met the challenge. Father, I thank you for that and just the heart of God that's within Julia May. And Father, I speak a blessing over her home and a blessing over her heart and her body, her family, her provision, Lord, everything that she needs, Lord. Lord, that people will sense the presence of God in her home and they will sense the love of God in her home. Lord, may her home never have any lack. May there always be more than enough in her home, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I pray you do have those people that are there for you, just like you have been for others.
Yes, I have classmates, Sylvia, my friend, childhood friend and everything. So, yes, God is great. He's great. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for those. Well, girl, was there anything you want to pray about in particular?
No, just continue praying, jumping like good news, like jumping back in the center. So continue to pray for her. We had a little bad spell last week. She's a little stubborn. She, you know, so I've been praying God for that, remove the stubbornness, and, you know, give her peace. And so, you know, she needs to get back out. So just sitting in the house all day. So you want some peace.
Right.
And,
yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. Okay. Will do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for holding and thank you for waiting, sweetie. And good to talk to you tonight.
Okay, thank you and enjoy. God bless.
Uh-huh. 334-590. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Let's see. It's 3, 3, 4, 3, 3, well, it did. Okay. It said it didn't unmute. Okay, this is Jayla. Can you hear me, Jayla?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. My computer's showing. There it went. It went to grinding. It showed it didn't unmute, but I knew I was hearing you. So, okay. Good, good, good. Well, thank you, sweetie, for holding so long and for being, and thank you for calling in and just listening to the program tonight. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jayla. Father, I thank you, Lord, for her heart. I'm hearing, let your heart be glad. Let your heart be glad.
Mm.
I don't know what's going on. If there's things that, I'll just say what I'm feeling is that there are things that are weighing on your mind some. That would distract you some. Things that would distract you some from your joy. Things that would, I wouldn't say just worry you, maybe just flat worry, but things that would concern you, things that maybe are not going quite like you had hoped or planned. But I'm just saying, you know, what I'm hearing is like, let your heart be glad. Let your joy soar. Keep your expectation in God and know that God is with you. God is for you. God has, he has your steps ordered. You know, it says man plans their way, but God orders our steps. So God, many times things won't look quite like that we thought they would. But then when we know that God is with us, that he's directing our steps, and he may take a little different road than what we thought we were going to take. But his way, it's always best. His plans are always going to be higher than our plans. His outcome will always be better than the outcome we had planned. I've learned that I can never outdream God. I can never outdream God. The dreams he has for us are always so much bigger and so much better than our own. And, it can be a little difficult sometimes to really know exactly, you know, it may be, okay, do I go plan A, do I go plan B? But, you know, even in that, even in the trying to decide, sometimes we can let it become kind of a burden to our hearts to where it pulls on our joy. But I just heard, let your heart be glad. Let your heart be glad. And many times in the rest, in the relaxation, and the not being real concerned of, you know, not worrying about stuff, when we let our little hearts be at peace and our mind be at peace, it's so much easier to hear God then. It is just so much easier. You know, I'm sometimes a person that I want to I won't have all my ducks in a row sometimes. You know, it was like, okay, I want to have everything figured out ahead of time. I want to make sure that I've covered all my bases and the what ifs and what if this happened and what if that happened and what if this could happen, and try to run out, you know, and prepare for everything ahead of time so that no matter what happened, that everything was covered. And, you know, and it would sometimes it can keep our minds so busy and keep our hearts so not at ease. It can keep our hearts troubled, you know, just troubled in it. Even just trying to figure everything out and trying to make sure, okay, did I do this right? Did I do that right? Did I contact so-and-so? Did I, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it can go on and on. But that's what I hear. What I'm hearing for you is let your heart be glad. And know that as you rest in God and as you know, as you just let your joy come forth, and just like you're like a child leaping into the arms of God. You know how a little kid would jump off the table into daddy's arms. As you just jump into God's arms and say, God, I trust you, whatever you do. And Lord, I don't have all the answers, but I know that you got them. You'll find that you'll hear God easier. The more we relax, the more we read, the easier it is to hear the voice. So, Lord, I just thank you for Jayla, and Lord, I thank you for your plans for her that are perfect. Lord, your plans for her that are good, and Lord, your ways are perfect, and Lord, you know the beginning from the end, and Father, you won't leave her in the dark and knowing, You don't do that, Lord. Your word says that we would hear a voice from behind us saying, this is the way, walk the Lord, as she rests in you, as she lets her heart be glad and expectant and hopeful and happy, Lord, that she's going to have the direction and know, Lord, the step and then the next step, maybe not 10 steps, but the next step and the next step. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. I really needed to hear that because today has been quite a day for me, especially dealing like with my anxiety and things of that nature. When things start going a different way than I planned, I can get like really, really overwhelmed. And I feel like that happened today. And like, well, this past weekend, of course, it was Easter yesterday, and my mom's birthday was the day prior to that. And this is the first Easter where it's like I've been like alone, like with nobody. And not my first Easter without my mom or anything like that. But, you know, just I guess both of those things, like, you know, celebrating her heavenly birthday and then Easter being by myself, I'm kind of feeling like the effects of like not really having community. And today, actually, like the guy I'm dating, I was having a bad day and was trying to communicate with him. But he wasn't communicating with me in the way that I necessarily wanted it. So for you to even mention the whole thing about, you know, having peace and stuff like that, even like prior to talking to me, you know, like letting God be your joy and things of that nature is something that I really needed to hear. Like my peace can't always come from people, what other people say. I can't, you know, always depend on that. But, yeah, that's been a big thing for me today. Just my anxiety has been all over the place with that. So, wow.
Well, thank God for encouraging you. God knows. I mean, God, certainly I have no clue what you're going through, but the Lord does. And God just wants you to be happy, sweetie, and know that he is with you and he's for you. And I know what you mean about Easter. You know, my mom and dad are both in heaven. My sister's in heaven. I've got a couple of brothers. They don't really keep in touch with me. And, you know, and I feel good. I told my husband yesterday, I said, when I drive through and I see all the families, that all of them are together and having fun, I said, it makes your heart a little bit sad. And so I understand that. But I'm just thankful that God connected with you and let you know that he wants you happy and that he is your source. He's your source of joy. He's your source of when nobody else is there, he's there. So praise Jesus. And thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. Well, hon, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
No, he really just gave me a sense of peace that I didn't have today. So thank you for that.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, hon, and thank you for waiting. And I know God's gonna lift your heart, and God's going to give you the direction and stuff that you're needing. And he will connect you with people that will feel like
Amen.
He does that. Well, God bless you, hon, and you have a good week.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good night. All right, 910-709, and how is Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's good. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. It's always a joy when I see your number on there. I always enjoy you. You're fun.
I was trying to figure out if I remembered to hit one or not.
Yeah, your hand's up. The little hand thing is up on there, so you did. You know, there's been times that I've done that. I would accidentally bump some other numbers, and so I would just click on it, and if it said you're now out of the queue, then I would hit it again, and it put me back in. But I've done that, particularly if I had the phone up next to my head, where it would end up accidentally bumping other numbers. But
yeah, because I was saying, how did Julia get in before I did tonight? Julia May. I was saying,
Julia May was the first one. Yeah, as soon as I logged on to the program, she was on there, girl. But, do you have anything tonight to share with us? Do you have a testimony or anything God's put on your heart?
Not tonight, no. I'm just,
all right.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Sylvia. Father, I thank you. That's weird. It's like I'm hearing the golden rule, and I would have to Google that. It seemed like that was something we heard in school, the golden rule. Well, I know with the Lord, the golden rule is like, you know, he said above all else, love thy neighbor. You know, he said above all else, love. Love thy neighbor as you love yourself. And I know, you know, he says faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. So I don't Google on my phone because the way my phone acts up, I'm always afraid I'll end up losing the connection if I try to go to Google until whatever happens and I start getting a better connection here. But you know, with the Lord, that is that, you know, that would be like the Lord's golden rule, so to speak, is like love. Love thy neighbor as we love ourselves. And above all of these is love. But I know you do. I mean, I know you have stood for others and with others, and even at times when, when others have been provoked to, others have been provoked, I'm going to say what I hear, others have been provoked to jealousy because of the anointing that's upon your life, that you continue to love. You have continued to love. That sometimes our love gets tested. Sometimes it does. And maybe that's why you're getting this. That maybe that's why I'm hearing that tonight. It's just a reminder of, because it does happen. It does happen that, you know, as I've been saying, people can just be people. People sometimes will encounter jealousy because of the gifting that's on your life or the anointing that's on your life, maybe because of the favor that's on your life. And it's an ugly, I mean, that's ugly that does happen, but it just does.
Yes.
Particularly people that maybe at times would have considered themselves above you, so to speak, or more learned, that's a better way of putting it, that would have considered themselves more learned than you or more accomplished than you. And then as the Lord starts to really use you and do things with you, because he's anointed you, because he's chosen you, because he's called you and you've said yes to the call. And it's not a competition. That's what, you know, I'm always, that's something I'm always, I've never gotten, because to me, you know, it's just the truth. It's not a competition. None of us are in competition with one another. We all belong to God.
Amen.
We all have a calling. Everyone has gifting. It says, you know, the Lord gives gifts as he pleases. Not as people please, as he pleases. He gives gifts fairly as he will. And we're not ever to compare ourselves to others. But sometimes, you know, we don't have any control over what other people do. You know, if they start comparing themselves. And, you know, it'll test your love walk. Just putting it plainly.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's what I'm hearing, girl. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to even expound any further on that. You totally understand what I'm talking about. But
I will, because she right down my alley today, and I guess certain the things that you're calling out about ministry and everything, I always ask God to let me walk in humility, because it's not my gifting as he is.
Yeah,
and I've run across a lot of people who are like purposely saying things to me, and I guess I come back home and I pray to the Lord and I'm asking him, I'm like, oh, you know, you give body, you know, gives.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that people feel like that they need to beat me up, you know, with my gifting that you have placed in me in the calling? So I asked him today if there were people around me who did not supposed to be around me because my peace was leaving me. And I didn't try to give it up. It was just leaving because of certain things that were being said to me. And so I asked him to do that today. And I always walk in love with people, but people don't walk in love with me. So I have a tendency to sometimes isolate myself, you know, and I feel like I'm the church thing is becoming about, oh, this person has this anointing, this person has this anointing, and that's not what it's all about, you know. And they're talking about it like as if it's theirs, and then I always say, well, you know, a friend of mine, she just went into ministry, so all day long she calls me. And she tells me, oh, well, I walk in this power, I walk in this, I walk in that. So I'm telling her, you have to learn how to be humble, otherwise you will fall off that mountain. And I think that, I guess the irritation was sort of in me. So today she kept calling and I didn't pick up because I wanted to keep my peace. So that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we have to guard our peace at times. And, you know, I don't consider that mean. I don't even consider it rude. If, you know, a situation like that, when it's robbing our peace, and, you know, sometimes we do have to isolate ourselves, you know.
Right.
It is, we have to work on our, you know, catching the mindsets and things like, you know, catching thoughts that would pull on us and upset us and things like that. But sometimes we do have to pull away from people if it continues to pull on our peace and keep a turmoil going there. So no, girl, you
and
know
that's why he's talking. That's why he's talking to me about love, because I guess instead of confronting it, I guess I'm going into, you know, like I'm going another way because I don't really, you know, want to entertain it.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't have to, walking in love doesn't mean that you confront it. And it doesn't mean that walking in love doesn't mean that you open the door to let people come and steal your joy. Walking in love is really a mindset of even though they're messing with you and they're bothering you, of having a heart of love, of saying, you know what, maybe they don't know what they're doing, or they've got some issues they're needing to deal with, but it's their issues, and I still love them anyhow. But that doesn't mean that you open up. That doesn't have to mean that you open up relationship and communication with them. You can love people and forgive them and not have any kind of relationship at all with them.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, maybe at some point I've had a thought, and that's probably what he's probably talking about, but I walk in love with people, even if I, like you say, even if I have to stay away, I do that.
But it doesn't mean that you're not walking in love. It's maybe sometimes just a heads up, you know. I wouldn't say necessarily a warning, but could be a warning, but a heads up of
something's
look,
coming.
Don't let this get on you to where it affects your love. Get in your heart and things like that, because when people are messing with you, it can finally mess with you enough that we get mad at them, or we're like, you know what, I've had enough. it's a heart thing. I mean, it's a mindset and a heart thing that we always stay in love, and sometimes we have to change the way. Sometimes with people, I just have to say, you know what, I know they're not acting right, but they have some issues that they need some healing from the Lord. And then it helps me to help continue to love them, even though it may be someone totally attacking me. And I say, you know what, they need some healing. They need some deliverance. And Lord, I just bless them, you know. And Lord, I hope that you bring what they need. But it doesn't mean, like I said, that doesn't mean, unless God tells me to, that I'm going to open up communication or open up relationship with them. But it helps your heart to stay at peace. Yeah, it helps your heart to stay at peace when you release them like that with a love, and not, well, why are they doing that? And, well, that jerk, you know, that sort of thing.
And that's true. Yeah, well, you were right down my alley. Well, you always down my alley, but I knew that one was coming. Yeah, because it's
well,
a heads up. Because
the golden rule, and I'm thinking that was something in school, and I don't even remember what it was, but I knew what God's golden rule was. So, well, thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
Because,
thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank
well,
you, Lord.
I received that because I know that I was getting pushed over the edge, so that's a good
mm-hmm.
reminder.
Yeah. God's good.
Okay.
God is good. All right. Well,
amen.
You have a blessed week.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
All right, 828-989. How's Miss Jennifer tonight?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Okay. Seemed like it was bleeding in with something else. I don't know where it went. I had Greg on there, and when about the time I clicked, I don't know what happened, but he went down to the bottom somehow.
Oh.
Anyhow. I don't know what that was. Anyhow, I got you, so God bless you, and thank you for holding, and thank you for being here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Jeannie.
Well, let's pray. Your Father, I thank you for Jennifer. God, I'm going to tell you this right up front. The other day, I think it was the, you know, last Monday I had talked to you, and then I think it was the next day I had thought about, you know, I was, you know, just said a little prayer. And I saw, I don't know if you watched the show Survivor, if you've ever watched it.
Long time ago, yes.
Yeah. My husband loves that show. He enjoys watching all the games they do. But it was like I saw, like the word, like in the show, the word Survivor. And I don't know if you ever watched them do those puzzles. You know, they'll give them puzzles with big old pieces that spell something. And the way I saw it, it was like, you know, you watch them sometimes do those puzzles, and as they're looking in it, and of course it'd be true with any puzzle, but I'm seeing it like the show. And as they you know, like when you're doing a puzzle in the natural and you go by the colors a lot of times, you'll find the colors that match and say, no, I know this goes right here because it's purple right here and I've got purple. It's got to fit in here somewhere. And sometimes...
Mm-hmm.
Like they would have the, you know, you'll have the piece of the puzzle and you'll know, I know this fits. I know this is the right piece. But sometimes it takes, you know, they'll take that part, that piece, and they'll turn it this way and that way. And finally, when, even though it's the right piece, when they can't get it to fit in the slot until they turn it, and finally they turn it. And just right, particularly if it's got a lot of jagged edges, you know, if it's one of those really weird shaped ones, and when they turn it just right, boom, it'll slip right into place, and the puzzle comes together. And I was saying that about you, and I'm not saying I understand what all that means, but it was the way I was getting it is like I know God is bringing pieces of the puzzle together for you. But there are times that you know, okay, I know that this is the right piece. I know that this is going to bring part of this picture together. I know that this is right. But when things aren't quite fitting, rather than, you know, sometimes they'll chunk that piece away when really it was right, it's a little, you know, turn it a little this way, turn it a little that way. Sometimes it's tweaking some things. Maybe changing the way we think a little, changing the way things are positional. Sometimes a little slight change and everything pops into place. And it was like, yes, I knew that was the right piece. I knew that the colors matched. I knew that was right. And this is kind of a strange word. I have never given a word anything like this to anybody. But that's what I was seeing. It was like the Survivor game and also Survivor, like you, that you are a survivor. You're a survivor, but God, you found how to survive in God. You know, God is the one that has taught you how to lean on him through all of these things, the things that you've gone through. And certainly I don't, you know, in the natural, I don't know, you know, there's most of that I don't really know. I know a little bit that you've told me, but you're a survivor because you have learned how to lean on God and you have learned how to trust in God and you've learned not to lean to your own understanding. you know, and of course that's still a growing process. But like I said, I saw like that puzzle, and like you had pieces of that puzzle, and you're like, I know this fits. I know this is the right piece to help bring this picture together. And God has been doing that with you. And it seemed like I can remember a few months ago maybe giving you a word about the pieces of the puzzle coming together for you. I don't remember when it was, but it seemed like I can remember several months ago giving you a word that had to do with things coming together, pieces are literally in that way of putting it, the pieces of the puzzle coming together. But that's what I saw was like that piece and turning it this way, that way, this one, that way, and then finally when it was turned the right way, boom, it's slipping into place, just like they do on the game like that. So for whatever that means, you know, like I said, that was the other day when I thought about you and just said a prayer for you, and I was seeing that. So, Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you have been growing her in wisdom and understanding, and, Lord, and you have grown her in faith, Lord, that she has learned to look to you, Lord, even when she thought, at times when she has thought, this is a good thing, or this is an honorable thing, or this feels like something God would do. This feels like a good thing to me, Lord, that he has learned, Father, how to inquire of you, and how that even though in our natural thinking sometimes we'll think, well, this seems like a God thing, or this seems like a good thing to do, that, Lord, that you have taught Jennifer how to go with your thinking and how to be led by you. And, Lord, her discernment has grown. Her sense of hearing you has grown. Lord, that she is able to hear your voice so much clearer. Lord, she's able to discern things. I just sense such a strong sense in you, just a strong sense of discernment in you, Jennifer. And I sense that you've not always and still don't always believe in yourself in those areas sometimes, and I think we all do that. Mm-hmm. But that you're led by God much more than you even know. But just like with those pieces of the puzzle, you know, inquire of God, those things that you know in your heart that this is right, and maybe the piece of the puzzle is not slipping quite into place, and you're like, it's like, don't abandon ship. You know, don't abandon ship on something when you know in your heart that God, and regardless of, I mean, and I'm not talking about anything specific. I mean, this is nothing, anything specific that I know about your life. This is just what I saw and just what I'm sensing, that when you know in your heart, like, God, this is the direction you're taking me, or God, this is something that you're doing, don't be alarmed if it doesn't all just slide right into place right that second. Just as in what I was seeing the other day, keep twisting and turning and tweaking that till you find the way that God is saying, okay, I want to do this with you, but that he helps you put it all into place so that the puzzle comes together. There's so many things sometimes that in the natural we'll think one thing, and God's like, yeah, I have this, you know, but let him lead you in how you put things in place. I don't want to add to or take away from the word any. So it would be real easy to add into that, but I don't want to say anything that God's not saying. You know, trying my best just to leave that. So anyhow, that's kind of what I was seeing the other day. I really felt the anointing on it. You know, when I saw like the word survivor, I saw it like the emblem there. But you know, God's saying that you're a survivor, and the pieces of the puzzle are coming together, and God is working with you, and he has taught you so much. And don't be alarmed if something doesn't instantly, when you grab the piece of the puzzle and say, I know this is it, and it doesn't just go, phoom. You know, don't say, oh, that's not it then, phoom, and throw it away. No, keep that piece of the puzzle and talk to God, and God will help you in times to do the tweaking that needs to be done to make all, you know, to make it fall into place. I'll just leave it at that. Well, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I hope it makes any sense to you.
it makes more sense than you can even realize, Jeannie. I know exactly what God is speaking to me. And this is just confirmation. And Greg has this big survivor tattoo going down his bicep. We're both survivors.
Oh,
but and he definitely is a piece of the puzzle. And it's, you know, just God bringing him in my life has just led to just connections. And, I mean, just the pieces of the puzzle. It's just really amazing what God's doing. And I do have a tendency to want to flee, you know, just because of my past history and trauma and things like that. And so it does make a lot of sense to me. So hearing correctly. Absolutely. So as always,
sometimes I feel like I'm discombobulated going all over the place, but anyhow.
Oh, no. No, you weren't. You know, God was, yeah, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me as you were talking, and, you know, it's meant a lot to me. So, thank you.
Welcome, sweetie. You're welcome. Well, it was good talking with you, and like I said, I don't know what Greg was actually right above you, and when I went to click on it, for some reason, he went way down there. I will go ahead and get him here in a second, though, because
okay.
I don't know why his thing moved. I've never had it do that before. Anyhow. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Huh?
Thank you so much, Jeannie, as always.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome, hon.
You have a good
week. You too.
All right, let me go down here. All right, 502-548. There you are.
There I am. Sorry.
I don't know how that happened like that. It like I said, you were right above Jennifer, and then when I went to click on it, it was like, zoom, your number went down like numbers down.
No, I went to tap my phone to, like, to bring the screen back up, and when it right as I tapped, it was on the one, and it pulled me out of queue, so I had to click back in.
Huh. Oh, okay.
So I was doing that to mute my phone whenever you called on her, and that's...
Yeah, okay. All right, well, whatever. I caught it anyhow, so I got you now. All right, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg, and Father, I love this. I'm hearing go-to guy. We hear people say that. I hear people say it about the horses. Say, oh man, that's my go-to horse. I mean, the one that I can count on. But I'm hearing go-to guy. That means that you're dependable. You're one that can be. Oh man, I feel that. You're one that can be counted on. You're one that you're good for your word. That if you say you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it. That you're not one that you're not wishy-washy. You're a go-to guy. Wonderful. You know, do you know how few people are like that? So, Father, I bet you do. Father, I thank you for Greg. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that he is a man of his word, and he is a man that his word is his bond, and he's someone that, Lord, that you can count on. Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, that's a man after your own heart, someone that you can count on, someone that you can depend on, someone that you can have confidence in. Father, I thank Greg, I see you, like, picking up the way, it's like I see you walking and picking up things, but the way I'm hearing it is like you're one that picks up the loose ends. You tie up the loose ends, the things, and you know, I don't know anything about you. But I see you walking along, and you're picking up the pieces, the bits and pieces that are like on the floor. You're picking up but the way I sense it is like you're a person that you'll, you know, the loose ends. You know, people say I'm tying up all the loose ends of this deal, or I'm you know, and whether that has to do with business, it may have to do, I don't know. But I see you picking up things that others left, picking up things that were left undone, picking up tying up the loose ends, one that will come in behind others at times, and the loose ends, the things that were left undone, things that people forgot, things that people neglected, that you're one. That's really like a very good management skill, is what that is. Someone that can come in and bring it all together. I'm kind of repeating myself, but like picking up the loose ends and cleaning up. And I'm not talking about, you know, cleaning buildings with them, but I'm talking about tying up the loose ends. But I just see you walking and picking up this stuff, picking up things, and so that things are completed. That's a better way of saying it. It's all the little loose ends and things that are kind of left undone, and things that need to be tended to. They just need to be. I'm a lot like that in some ways. It's like, you know, when you do something, it's like, okay, try not to forget this and that, you know, make sure that all, you know, I'm doing that in the sale of, getting ready to sell that house down there. You know, I'm looking at every little thing. Okay, we need to do this and this and this and this, so that all the loose ends are tied up, so that everything transitions smoothly for whatever that would mean to you. It's like, that's what I'm seeing about you, one that, you know, that's a responsible person. That's someone that's responsible and mature and dependable, and also someone that can see more than what's just in front of them. That's visionary to a degree, that you're able to look and see what needs to be done or what hasn't been done or what's been left undone, that needs to be tied up, the loose ends tied up, the things completed, things situated where that they it can be moved on. Yeah, I hope that makes sense to you.
Oh, in a perfect sense. No, I mean, you basically summed up the majority of my career.
Wow.
Okay. Where I was in a family business, and when my dad started new ventures, he always asked me to help. If he had something he was doing and it started to go downhill, he always sent me in to clean up.
Okay.
So, and most of the businesses that I've been in, I've done well because I went into underperforming areas and flipped them.
That's interesting. I had zero idea about any of that, but
yeah, my ability to succeed in what I've done is basically because I see the things that others didn't see that needed to be done, mm-hmm. and took care of the customer and won them over. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. People like that, or people like you, that's a valuable quality to have in an employee or a coworker or mm-hmm. a manager or anything else. So that's good stuff there. So thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, companies these days don't see and appreciate it like that.
I know. Yeah, I'm aware. I've, you know, there's a gentleman I know. He'd worked for the same place, you know, 70 years old now, worked the same place for 30 years. And I think like a year before he was due to retire, they laid him off and said, oh, that position yep. doesn't exist anymore. One of the finest
Three
guys
times.
That ever lived. So that, you know, we just live in a different day nowadays, and by and large, there's not the integrity in businesses and people that there was once upon a time.
No, there's not.
Well, is there anything, Greg, that you were wanting to pray about specifically while I got you?
I would always pray for me and Jen. You know, things are moving well, moving forward, and
mm-hmm.
excited,
okay,
obviously.
Well,
so just God's
yeah.
direction and peace and will as well.
Yeah. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this couple, Lord, and I just speak a blessing over them. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the strength, Lord, and Father, the gifting and strength that you've won, Lord, that it complements, that the things in Greg complements Jennifer, and the things in Jennifer that complement Greg, Lord. And Lord, even as two halves come together, Lord, that it makes a whole. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using them and, Lord, bringing them, Lord, just binding them together, Lord, in your love. And, Father, that you put a hedge of protection around them, Lord, that their ears would be attuned to you, that their heart would be attuned to you, Lord. And there would not be outside influence, Lord, that would in any way, Lord, compromise their ability to hear from you or in any way, Lord, disturb their peace or, Lord, that anything would influence them other than you. And Father, thank you for guiding them, for protecting them, Lord, to go back and forth, Lord, that you just put the angels around them. And, Lord, let the peace of God be their guide in every bit of it. Lord, let your peace just rule in their hearts and in their minds, Lord, that they know that they know that they know that they're hearing from you, Lord, and in whatever, Lord, that you choose for them and how you choose in your timing through, Lord, that they will have that peace that will give them that knowing, Lord, that they're following your guide because, Lord, they won't. They know that success and joy and future is in you. They know that. So, Lord, I just bless them in your name and, Lord, that you go with them each and every day. May your love shine through them and use them even in the midst of the journey, Father. Amen. All right. Well,
thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. You're welcome. Well, you two have a good week, and I will talk to y'all later.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right. 754-240. This is Donald and Tanya.
Hey, Jeannie. Yeah, this is Donald and Tanya from Miami.
Hi. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we doing fine. Doing fine.
So good. Good, good, good. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Donald and Tanya. And I'm just hearing the word, hang on, hang on, hang on. And I think there is a song, I think there's a Christian song that says hang on. But I'm just hearing hang on. Don't turn loose of your hope. Don't turn loose of your expectation. Don't turn loose of your joy. Keep knowing that you know that you know that God is with you guys. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing their children. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the joy and the gifting, Lord, that you put in these kids. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the surprises that they're going to see in these children, Lord. Y'all have two or three.
Oh, we have three.
Three, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I just sense that there are giftings in y'all's kids that y'all are going to be surprised when you see them, when they start, and I'm not talking about after they get grown, I'm talking about when they're children, that there are going to be things, I'll just say this, I feel like that at least one of those kids has a musical talent, has a gifting in a music area, but I think you're going to be surprised as you start seeing and hearing giftings and things in your children, even things that your kids say, that you're going to realize how God has blessed you guys with your children, how that God has been such a vital part in these kids. But I just sense that you're going to be surprised as you start seeing things manifesting fruition, as you start seeing talents and giftings and even the words of the Lord coming out of these kids' mouths, that it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a delightful surprise. But you're going to know that God has blessed you guys and your kids, how God has just poured into your family. And he's, you know, he's blessing you and Tanya. And y'all have, you know, God's got tremendous things ahead for y'all. Yeah, there's going to be bumps along the road. That goes without a doubt. And God is not doing things. I've told y'all this several times. God is not doing things with y'all a traditional way. And it's not going to be. And other people are going to be amazed about how God does it. And you may even have some mockers along the way. I'll say that too. As the journey is progressing you know, sometimes because we haven't arrived yet, there are other people, well, I thought so-and-so, and so, well, I thought God said so-and-so to y'all, or, you know, you have, you encounter mockers sometimes, and those that would try to pull you down, ignore it, just keep declaring. You don't have to declare it to everybody else, but keep declaring before the Lord, you know, I'm blessed, I'm the head and not the tail, I'm above and not beneath. But you are going to see, and I don't know if you've seen already, but you're going to see and be surprised at some of the things that God has put into your children. I'm just telling you, you're going to be surprised at what the blessings, because God has poured a blessing on your family. It's your whole family, both of y'all and your children. You're blessed. You're going to see the things come forth in your children that is going to delight your hearts. And you're going to go, wow, God, thank you, God, wow, you know. And listen to the things they say. And I don't know if their kids are even old enough to talk yet. You know, I don't know how old your babies are. I know one of them's a little bitty baby. But, you know, don't discount things that they say or things that they see. God's got his hand on you guys, but he's got his hand on those little ones too. And, you know, y'all are anointed. You're anointed for children are concerned. You're anointed in those areas. Know that your babies are anointed too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing Donald and Tanya. Lord, thank you for giving them strength through this journey, Lord, as they move forward. Father, we just thank you that they are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, blessed and not cursed. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against them can prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment, they shall condemn, and that is their heritage in the Lord. Lord, we don't ever condemn the people, but the things that others might say, Lord, we condemn words that anything that comes that is contrary to what God has said, we condemn it. And, Father, I thank you for blessing those children. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that your spirit is upon them and with them too. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for